And now it's time for Moments in Faith with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Good morning. 40 years ago, when my oldest son David was just 5 years old, he said to me, "Daddy, I know where Jesus is. He's up in the sky, and he's also in my heart." Now, those are pretty profound statements coming from a five-year-old. His words to me, though simple, were words of truth and words of life. Jesus is up there, his ascension, and he also lives in the hearts of his people through faith in him. Tomorrow, May 14th, will be recognized by most Christian churches throughout the world as Ascension Day. It underscores the scriptural sections of Luke 24, verses 50 and 51, Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, and that segment in the Confession of Faith, the Apostles' Creed, which says, "On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty." Ascension Day is observed 40 days after Easter, the day of Christ's resurrection from the dead. Easter this year was celebrated on April 5th. So if one counts inclusively from that day, Ascension Day will be tomorrow, May 14th. Now, the recognition of the ascension of Jesus 40 days after Easter is not arbitrarily chosen or just pulled out of the hat. No, the phrase 40 days is scriptural. The physician Luke writes in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, "To these Jesus also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God." But what does the ascension mean for you and me? It means that we have one who is interceding for us before God. Paul writes in Romans 8, "Christ is at the right hand of God who makes intercession for us." The author of the book of Hebrews writes, "Since then we have a great high priest." Now the function of a high priest was one who would intercede on behalf of the people. "Since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess." You and I have one who intercedes for us before the Father. His name is Jesus. The Bible says, 1 John 2, verse 1, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Now, an advocate is one who pleads our case. Jesus is our advocate who pleads our case because he understands us. And that gives us boldness and confidence to approach God so that we may receive mercy. Jesus Christ is interceding for us, and he has also gone to prepare a place for us in heaven. And he has promised, "I am with you always." He has promised, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." May God's Spirit fill you with joy and comfort as you ponder the meaning of Christ's resurrection and his ascension. I know where Jesus is. He's up in the sky, his ascension, interceding for me. And Jesus, the Son of God, my Savior, lives in my heart by faith. Happy Ascension Day. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma. Pastor Nutter and all the families of faith invite you to worship with them Sundays. Worship services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. with Sunday school and adult Bible study at 9:15. Faith Lutheran Church is located at the corner of Wilson Avenue and Bragg Circle in Tullahoma.